欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天我们来读一篇文章 Reactions to avoid with a yeller Reaction 指的是反应的意思 Avoid 是避免而 yeller 就是 yell 的一个名词形式它指的是发怒的人嘶吼的人这个标题意思就是呢如何去应对那些发怒的人有时候很难避免跟你的朋友或是家人甚至是上司同事呢产生一些争执如果这个争执到了一种不可收拾的地步呢那么有人就会喊出来那如何去应对这种非常尴尬非常难以收拾的场面呢那今天我们就来通过这篇文章来学习一下一些可以让你们彼此都平静处理问题的一个技巧在来听这几个小技巧之前呢我们先来学习几个生词第一个 mirror 我们大多数呢会把这个单词用作名词指的是镜子的意思但是在这个文章当中呢它用的是一个动词指的是反射反应的意思 mirrorTheir behavior 就是反射出他们一样的行为跟动作就是跟他们一样的意思 Diffuse 本意是传播和四散在文章当中呢他用到的是 Diffuse yeller 就是让一个生气的人消气 Feed into 指的是注入提供原料的意思比如说助长他们嚣张的气焰 Feed into their anger Assess 评定评估 Subsequently 指的是紧跟其后的Condone 指的是宽恕、赦免的意思。Get one's way 就指的是让某人随心所欲、为所欲为。文章当中讲到了，如果你任由他对你嘶吼喊叫，然后你还很顺从，那么以后呢，他就会随心所欲地向你大喊大叫了。Address 有提出或者处理的意思。来听一下这个文章的开头。Reactions to avoid with a yeller. The worst possible reaction to a yeller is to mirror their behavior.Things do not go well if you yell at someone who is yelling at you. There are better ways to deal with a yeller. Below are the steps you should use to handle and hopefully defuse a yeller.
这段话大意就是呢，就是当一个人发怒的时候，你跟他一样 mirror their behavior， 就是跟他们一样的意思。其实这是最差的一种反应了。那么其实因为你们大喊大叫根本解决不了问题。那么接下来呢就有一些好方法我们就会继续来听这些方法那如果想听到完整版的讲解呢请微信搜索卡卡课堂
1. Stay calm and don't feed into their anger Remember that when a person is yelling it is not you that has the problem it is them It is not worth feeding into their yelling as the situation will just get worse and things are rarely resolved when two parties are yelling at one another 2.Take a mental step back to assess the situation. Before taking any action in the situation, pause mentally to assess things. This will allow you to figure out whether it is worth waiting out the yeller or to leave the situation. 3. Do not agree with the yeller to defuse them, as it encourages future yelling. If you agree with the yeller to defuse them and subsequently agree to do something or say something that they're asking,You are condoning their yelling. By being agreeable to someone who is yelling at you, it only encourages them to yell at you to get their way in the future. 4. Calmly address the yelling. Let the person know that you will not accept being yelled at, regardless of the situation or problem. Say this politely and calmly, and you are more likely to have a positive reaction such as an apology or at least make them aware that they're in fact yelling.Some people don't even realize they're yelling. Then your next step is to ask for a break away from this person. 5. Ask for a break from this person. When you're asking for a break from the person, it should be more of a statement than a question, especially if it's not your boss. If it's a spouse, friend, or someone else, it is completely acceptable to state that you need a break and time to think things through in order to respond appropriately and calmly. 6.When you feel your emotions have calmed down and you know how to address whatever it was they were yelling about, you can now go back to talk to the person,